Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 3 Secrets to Effective Conflict Resolution in Business Transform Failing Teams into Powerhouses. Now, let's get started with today's show. What if I told you that 85% of business failures stem from unresolved internal conflicts, but the companies that master conflict resolution outperform competitors by 40%? Here's the thing most entrepreneurs miss. Conflict isn't your enemy. It's your greatest untapped competitive advantage. The first secret is to reframe conflict as data. Think about it this way. When your team argues about priorities or processes, they're essentially conducting free market research on your company's blind spots. Every disagreement reveals a hidden operational problem or communication gap that your competitors probably have too, but they're not addressing it. The secrets to effective conflict resolution in business start with changing your mindset from conflict is bad to conflict is information. Secret number two is the 24-hour rule. Never, and I mean never, address heated conflicts in the moment. Here's why. Our brains literally can't access rational thinking when we're emotionally triggered. Implement a mandatory 24-hour cooling period for any emotional dispute. Use this time to gather facts, not build cases against people. This creates space for rational solutions instead of ego battles that destroy teams. Let me share a real story. Tech startup CEO Sarah faced two department heads in constant conflict over resource allocation. Instead of picking sides or firing someone, she implemented weekly joint planning sessions. 6 months later, their collaboration created a new revenue stream worth $2.3 million. The conflict wasn't the problem. The lack of communication structure was. This brings us to secret number three. Focus on systems, not personalities. Address the broken process, not the difficult person. Most personality conflicts are actually unclear role definitions in disguise. Create clear decision-making hierarchies and communication protocols. Document agreements so future conflicts have reference points. Here's your actionable takeaway. This week, identify one recurring team conflict and ask yourself, what system or process would prevent this from happening again? Then build that system. Remember, the goal isn't to eliminate conflict. It's to transform it into your competitive edge. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.